official Seif Chof Beis Shemesh. Dut Shemesh means a boiler which is, works on the sun, which is on the roof, and it has a boiler which has also got chashmal to it, but when a lot of times you don't use the chashmal, you use the koltim. What's a koltim? Koltim is you have a base there which has got bars which are metal which get collected by the sun. The sun rays heats them up, which heats the water. How does it work? It works that the water goes into the boiler, and cold water goes into the boiler. Then it goes from the boiler into the koltim, as it's called. The koltim heats it up. Then it goes back into the boiler on top of the boiler in order to that the hot water should go into the boiler at the top of it. Now, the problem with using Dut Shemesh on Shabbos is if you open the hot water, what are you doing? Like we said before, it's the same thing as a normal door, that's a normal boiler. When you open the tap, goes into the boiler cold water. Now, Dut Shemesh is much easier because Dut Shemesh is heated up by the sun. Heating by the sun, directly by the sun, is muta. But if it's told to say hachamo, if it's by the indirect from the sun, it is osu midrabbonon, not osu midraisa. These cold tim, as it's called, is indirectly from the sun. Why? Because the sun heats up the cold tim, the bars, the metal bars, and then the bar heats up the water. When the water goes into these bars, it gets heated up from the bar. So it's considered the toldus chamo. Toldus chamo is also midrab bonum. So it's much easier than a normal dot, which is also minha toyo. Here, we're discussing a dut shemesh, which is only also midrab bonum. Seif kuf beis. Ein nishtamish but dut shemesh. One is not allowed to use a dut shemesh on Shabbos. וכיוון שבשוף שבסך הספר את המים החמים, ויוצא מים מהדוד, נכנסים לתך המים סינים, הם מספשלים במים החמים שבתכי. Because when you open the cold water, or when you open the hot water, cold water goes into the dood, and it heats it up. Same as we learned by a normal boiler, the same thing here. Cold water goes into the boiler dood shemesh, and it heats it up if it's got inside the dood shemesh hot water. Therefore, it's not allowed to open the hot water. ולאין הם פסיך הסבר את המים החמים בשור שאין בדוד מים חמים בשיר שיד צלדת בו יהיה אורה. If you want to open the tap when there's no hot water, יד צלדת inside the boiler, it says look in the footnote. Why? Because this is different than the boiler. Boiler, you've got no problem altogether to open the tap when there's no hot water from יד צלדת. But here with the dut shemesh, the water goes from the boiler into the cold tin. And the cold tin heats it up. Now when you put in, even if you don't have a problem with the boiler itself, opening the hot water brings more water into the cold tin. More water into the cold tin, which heats it up. So you're doing a groma from Bishul the Toldus Chamo. Now, the groma from Bishul Toldus Chamo is already Issed Rabbonon, like you said, it's Toldus Chamo. It's an Issed Rabbonon if there's no hot water inside the tut. And you're already doing a groma of Issed Rabbonon. יש עמי לסמוך, יש מקום שיכול להיות את הפסיקרישה, and that there is a מקום להוקל. סעיף קוף גימל, הרואה את זה להשתמש בדוד שמס לצרח צינק, או יכול להיות שאם בסכון יעשה שאי לפחוך עם ראי האורה. If a person needs it for a child, or for a person who is ill, שדו השאל את חוכם, what is השאל את חוכם? Because since we said it's told us חמו, it's not told us אש, it's only איסד רבונן, האיסד רבונן for a חוילה עם השינוי, we allow. It could be you do it with a shinui. How should you do a shinui? You should maybe open the tap with a shinui. Maybe it's allowed. One should ask a sheila chacham. Kof dalat. Do they shemesh am a tukim ba'ifin shish b'efshor liftoch the bears the ma'am chamim eli? She comes to mind from nimaladud. Yishlod mezev yikam a chashosh zayi ora. Then, if you've got a dud shemesh which you can open the tap, hot water, and you've got a way that the cold water would not go in on Shabbos into the Dut Shemesh. He says, look in the footnote, because you've got different problems. What the problems you've got? You've got a problem that in the pipe, you have cold water till now. And when you open the hot water tap, you bring the hot water into the tap. Now, when you bring that water into the tap, the water joins to the cold water, which is the hot water, joins to the cold water, which is in the tap. Therefore, you're heating up the cold water, which is next to the hot water. Is that a problem? Maybe it's considered you're cooking. But remember again, it is cooking, and they told us chama, not told us esh. It's only asking me drabonim. So we're worried about this if drabonim. Some people say altogether it's not considered that iro, it's not considered keli rishon. There's a lot of tzadim maybe to be made on it. Look in the footnotes. Rav Nissim at Sachakol didn't want to go and take on the kula, but there is sometimes a mokum lo kel. Kol the davke kshashamayim shebedud chamu mikach hashemesh. אך אם אפילו כתוב יחימו מחשמלי וחימו בו את המים, הידין המים שבתוך כלי ראשון, זה ספשו על זה אש, ואין לו הוקד להשתמש פה זה כלל. If you put on the דוד שמש, the boiler of the דוד שמש, and you put it on with חשמל, and it's got hot water from חשמל there, that's much more stringent, because you've got a problem from בישול דרייסה. Here, till now, we had a problem from בישול דרבונו, now you'll have a problem from בישול דרייסה, so you have to know, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbat in all cases. But if it was only Issa Rabbanan, like we said till now, it's only Torah Shemesh, then you're allowed to do it in circumstances that we discussed before. Maybe you're allowed to do it.